T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, the way we go, welcome to show number 2915. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike
Montgomery!
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, who sucks less? The word helps you with some marijuana lingo. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, the men's room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorites, TV Time with Ted.
The clap.
You're getting drunk. All right, here we go. As Florida man witnesses the fourth strongest hurricane at landfall, hitting his home state. If you live in this one particular city and go trick-or-treating at age 13, your chance of arrest could be great. Both woman and emotional support squirrel are kicked off a plane. The story of a man getting his entire penis ripped off by a dog is truly insane. And in Nashville, a haunted house with real blood and stuff. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, next week, the fine country of Canada will be legalizing the adult use of marijuana, the tiba-tiba. Now, the federal government, they establish some broad requirements, but they leave it up to the provinces to fill in all the details. And that'd be stuff like how much you can grow at home, the minimum age, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, as of next week, our friends in the Great White North, they can legally get stoned. And if it's anything like here in the U.S., or at least the states that have legalized it, a lot of people are actually going to try weed for the first time. And then subsequently, a lot of them will never try weed again. It's just how it goes. A lot of people wait for it to get legal. They get stoned. They say, it's not for me. I'm not going to do it ever again. But let's face it, it's not for everyone. But like anything, don't knock it till you try it. All right? So people keep asking me, why do you hate vegetables so much? I'm going to give this answer, and I want to stop having to explain this. It's because I've eaten them before, and I think that they taste like my ass smells, which is bad. So now I just don't eat them. I won't do it again. It's a path to unhappiness. But it's not why anyone won't do certain things twice. And again, that's why some people won't smoke weed more than once, won't eat vegetables ever again, never go snowmobiling again, Ted, won't go race car driving again, particularly if Ted is also on the track. There's all kinds of things that, look, you tried it once, man, you gave it the old college try, and you decided, you know what, I don't ever need to do that again. And that's what today's question is. What did you only try once, and why will you never try it again?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999. Only you can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello, Michelle's, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2915. What a large and in charge program we have for today. Man, oh man, is this a guaranteed future repeat? And I'll tell you why, because we got a vacation coming up. Who sucks less on the way? The word helps you with marijuana lingo as the country known as Canada is getting ready to legalize marijuana. So, With that in mind, in case you happen to be traveling the Great White North, we bring you today some marijuana lingo if you're interested in purchasing some of the green while you vacation in the beautiful country known as Canada. Another round of profile that's coming up, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Speaking of Canada, our question today, what did you only try once and why will you never try it again? We go to Canada as Canada is legalizing adult use of marijuana. This all starts on October 17th. Canada will be the second and largest country to do so. I'm going to assume that Portugal is the first.
There's a place in South America. Oh, man, I can't remember which one it is, but yes.
Portugal legalized everything.
Right.
But
I don't know if they have like a weed store. I know it's legal. I don't know if you can buy it. You know, I think that's part of the Portugal plan. Like they have a lot of safe places where you can shoot up and do your stuff.
But are they selling it?
Exactly.
Right.
So I don't know that. And I do believe they dispense it, actually. Either way, it's going to be one of those.
It is.
The federal government has established a broad outline of the legalization law, but left it up to provinces and territories to kind of fill in some of their own individual details, such as whether to allow home grows to establish a legal purchase age of 18 or 19, and whether to sell through government-run pot shops or private outlets. This looks good for my kid who's 19. I'm sure she's going to be going to Canada because now she knows she can go up there and drink a beer and buy some legal weed.
She probably already has a train ticket, bro.
Exactly. So here is a look at how the industry will look, as well as some of the key differences between Canada's approach and that of some of the states here in the United States that have legalized so-called recreational marijuana.
Like there's some other kind.
So what is allowed? Canada's Cannabis Act allows people 18 and older to buy marijuana online.
Wow.
Or in retail stores. Again, online or in retail stores. Could you imagine if you could get online and buy weed?
Now, is this, I don't know if you have this info, is this for delivery or like you pick up later? You know
Amazon,
what I mean?
It's legal. I mean, I can get liquor from BevMo.
Yeah, good point. Good
you can kind of do it here.
You can, but you have to stay within your state.
Right.
So, and that's okay. I'm talking about, hey, man, I want to try that stuff that, Willie's growing down in Texas.
Right.
You know what I mean, hook it up. And there we go. We're on a plane, you know, and bam, I'm doing that. Not only that.
Every state should have their own strand.
Well, they do.
When all 50 states legalize it, which I think is inevitable, I get the feeling, much like the state beer or the state food or the state bird, like every state's going to be known.
Don't think it would just be the college mascot.
It could be.
Right? So like, ooh, what's some of that Tiger Bud?
Or the orange?
LSU.
Let me try some of that Longhorn, brother.
Some of that orange.
Let me get some of that Oklahoma Kush.
Right. Well, that's the problem.
Because I want to get high later.
And that is the difference why this is so much different than what we have here in the United States.
Wouldn't you try some Razorback?
Because you,
Ooh. Think about a weed called Razorback. Like, man, don't tell me anything about it. Put it in the pipe.
Ideally, Tulane wins this one. But you would want
Badger OG.
Yeah, exactly. like Coke and Pepsi, Tim Hortons or whatever, they will have national strands of weed. We know BC from the BC Bud that was famous for all those years.
Yeah.
It was a great, great weed. I got so high in Canada one time, man. I smoke regularly. And this stuff just absolutely, this kid, this, you know, snowboarder at the bar. I sat beside him and I'm like, oh my God, you reek of weed. He's like, yeah, I got some nugs. And I'm like, brother, I was like, man, I will give you $10. Will you please give me one of those nugs? He's like, no problem, bro. And he goes in to the bathroom and he comes back with more than a generous amount of nuggets for the $10 that I give him. So I give him 20. And I go up to the hotel room, and the wife and I, we had planned on going out for a lovely night of dinner.
I like it was planned on.
Well,
planned on.
We did. Honest to God, there's one place up there that we go to, and it's a seafood restaurant. And as you can imagine, it's fancy schmancy.
Right.
This is like the Met, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like whatever. It's like going to a Ruth's Chris. So this is our one big night of, all right, we're gonna get a bottle of wine. We're gonna spend some money. You know what I mean? We're gonna have this nice dinner. We're on vacation. We got so high, we couldn't leave the hotel room.
Room service?
I had to call. Oh, God, no. It gets worse. Because now, not only have we gotten so high that we can't see, but we've also smoked the room up. So room service now to us becomes this thing where we realize,
it's like CIA.
Oh, no. If we invite them up, then they'll know we've been smoking in the room and we'll get hit with a $250 smoking in the room fee because the room is a cloud. There's no way to open the door. There's no exhaust fan. There's no way to gas this place. There's no way to air it out. Like, we got the air conditioning on, but that's not really working. Like, nothing is clearing out the heavy fog in this room.
So I devised this plan that I'm going to go gorilla, and I'm going to go and get a pizza. Like, I'm going to put a hood up, man. I'm just going to crawl down.
Because nothing says I'm not stoned quite like putting up the hood indoors.
So I walk like a half mile, get a pizza. By the time I get back, it's reasonably cold.
Was your room still smoky when you got back?
Completely, completely smoked. I mean, great bud, though. Unbelievable. Anyway, let's see here. You can be 18. They're going to line up with a drinking age. Canadian law sets 30-gram limit on how much people can buy at once or possess. That's just over an ounce, which is the possession limit in all but one of the U.S. states. Maine's limit is a little less than that. Canadian law also requires residents to grow up to 4 plants at home. Though two provinces, Quebec and Manitoba, opted to forbid home growing. U.S. states, including California, Nevada, Alaska, Colorado, allow home growing up to 6 plants. So, yeah, this is going down, and they've got everything ready. So if you ever, you know, and a lot of people have said this, my sister included, although she never followed through. Hey, if it's legal, I'll try it.
Sure.
And if you're in Canada and it's legal, and it's something that you want to try, maybe you want to try it.
I'll just say friends back east who have lived up to that promise.
Sure. If it's legal, I would write, because the East Coast is always a different perspective.
And, yeah.
But, they legalize a lot of, and they, honest to God, wouldn't even try it. And I don't know, man, maybe it's the cloth that I'm cut from, but it's crazy to me. Like, you meet people that are actually fundamentally good people. They're few and far between, but it blows my mind when you meet them, right? So, like, you're 16, everyone's trying to get laid, we're trying to sneak booze, you want to smoke weed, and they're like, hey, man, you know, maybe I'll try alcohol when I'm 18, but... what are you talking about, man? It doesn't even make sense to me. I would be upset if my kids were like, Dad, God's honest truth, never tried drugs or alcohol. But like, I didn't raise you like that. There's no way I raised you like that, man. You saw me. You lived in this house. How in the hell would you not try
and
that?
You have to remember, too, that marijuana isn't just smoking a bong or smoking weed. We have a lot of listeners who listen in places where you cannot get legal weed. But they know more about it than we do in the states that we live here. I didn't realize that. I figured I'd have to go and have a discussion. A couple questions when I went back to West Virginia. One of my friends and I went to a bar, and we were sitting there, and basically a couple questions like, oh, my God, well, do they have the gummy bears? Is this?
Oh, yeah.
And we're, you know. And people know there's edibles, there's cookies available, there's brownies. You don't have to just be somebody who can sit back and smoke a joint. If you can't smoke and that's not something you prefer doing, you can still find the effects in one way or another of marijuana.
I think a lot of people in places where it's not legal know about that stuff. It's because, like anything, if it's not legal, you don't want to make it as obvious, right? So if you get pulled over and you have brownies in your car, if the cops aren't hip to it, it's that you have brownies and you're going to your buddies for a potluck freaking school breakfast, right? Doesn't mean weed is weed, right? But again, if you have gummy bears, no one thinks about gummy bears.
Two of my very good friends growing up, we got high for basically the first time together, all together. And they had one of those experiences that was not a good experience, and they've never smoked it since.
Sure. Fair enough.
And for me, they're like, I don't like it. It's just not me. And I'm like, oh, you didn't get the effects of it. You know me. You didn't do it right. We'll try it again. They're like, you know what? I think I did. It's just not something I want to do again. Like, fair enough. All right.
That's the way I am with beats. And I don't, but no, I'm just, no, listen to me. I don't
you
like
beats.
You
can't compare beats to marijuana.
You can.
Marijuana is much better than beats.
I agree 1,000,000%, but the idea that, look, man, I tried this thing, and I tried it in the way that you say it is best to consume it. Right?
What, boiled on a salad?
Doesn't matter. It's a beat, man. You can't do, you know what you can do? You can put it delicately in your trash can, and then you've made the right decision. So look, I've tried it, right? I don't like it. But to this day, you're not going to harass your friends to smoke weed again, but people still harass me. Try this pickle. When I say I don't like something, why is that confusing?
Try this pickle. Yeah. Where were you?
Come on, man.
Come on, dude.
Try this pickle.
Come on, man. Just one.
I was at a truck stop.
Maybe you'll like it. You never know. Try the pickle.
But dude, I'm telling you, the one that I grew up with, right? Like, you might forget, but like I used to dip.
Right.
I dipped for like 7 years. But chewing tobacco is one of those things. You're either somebody like me that tried it and got a buzz from it, or you're puked. Not.
That's it.
Sure.
And I was a puker, and I never went back.
And never did it again,
no,
right?
No, absolutely. And that was an easy decision for me to make based on how sick I got.
But why is it that, think about this, I'm the same way, right? We'd all try it. And again, Ted, we didn't do as well as you.
Copenhagen was not a good call
but
for
why,
me.
But why?
Also.
Most people, if they puke from tobacco, they won't do it again. But the first time that you experimented with heavy, heavy booze, like legitimately boozing, you also puked. And you know what? We haven't quit. Like, we don't turn our back on tobacco. Oh, my God.
What happened the first time you tried whiskey?
I puked my guts
I'll tell you why. Because I think it depends on the tobacco, because the tobacco, it could parallel
But you turn away tobacco. Here's the thing. Back to booze.
I know, but here's the thing. You might not be good with dipping. but you can have a cigarette. Like,
sure,
you might not agree with tequila, but you can drink an S-ton of beer. You know what I mean? Like, you might have ingested a different
drink
way.
I feel like you kind of wade your way in. Like, tobacco is quick, right? You smoke a cigarette, you never smoked one, you're going to get a head rush. But, like, booze in generally, it seems like people experiment with, like, a beer or two, and the first, like, I mean, I remember the first time I puked. It was awful.
It's normally like, but you went back.
Yeah, but I've been saying, like, the first couple times I ever tried anything, it was just, like, a couple beers. Like, oh.
I feel so different now.
I feel so warm and fuzzy.
I feel so confident.
I did a Taco Bell diet once.
What did you only try once, and why will you never try it again? 844-999-OLA.
By the way, a few comments came in, and they're all over the place, all right? So the first one says, I can't call in right now. That's okay. You don't even need to tell us that part, because the message here, it says, but I will never donate blood again. Frankly, I hate people. It does not say that. It says, I will never donate blood again. I'm an A negative, so I let myself get talked into donating one day when the bloodmobile visited my work. I was almost done when suddenly I lost consciousness. I came to with them patting me awake. I drank so much water that day that I peed all over myself, too. So embarrassing. I told my boss I'm going home. Now every time I get blood drawn, I pass out.
Look, I think if you use the bathroom in your pants, you should be able. We have a rule here. We have a standing rule.
Go home.
Here. We do. If you poop more than three times, if you've hit your, you know, like a third one, you're on the line. But if you go one more time, you seriously, you're allowed to go home.
Like, go home, dude.
We'll take the day off.
Because you keep pooping. Like, you got to stop pooping.
Seriously, because that's not right. Something's not right with you, and that's okay, but you can go home.
You know, I think we can apply that to anything, right? So, like, it can be weed, it can be vegetables, it can be whatever. If you end up pooping yourself as a direct result of...
Or peeing yourself.
Don't do that again. I think we all agree, right? You're like, come on, man, try it again. You just peed yourself. We continue. Says, I tried base jumping once. I broke 13 bones, including my skull.
Oh, my God.
Totally fine. Never trying that again.
Base jump. Does that mean you smacked your head off the ground? The cord...
I don't know, man. I mean, well, it broke 13
bones. No, base jumping.
Oh, base
jumping. You just jump off the...
And they're, like, holding the chute.
Right.
And they jump off something tall, but it's, like, it's not tall enough to open a full chute.
Oh, God.
So you got to let it go.
It's tall, but it's not high.
Okay.
We continue. Ola, bitches.
Ola.
Golf. Tried it once, swore I'd never try it again. Now from Jim from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Jim, thanks. I'll get that tea time.
And I will never go floating on a river again. Tried it once with some friends. We all got caught up in a log jam. I got pulled under and stuck, completely blacked out. Woke up on a beach. Luckily, my friend saw me floating and pulled me to shore.
Jesus, you spit out. Well, at least you spit out.
Damn.
But you notice what they didn't
two
do?
Weeks later.
Didn't pee himself.
No, he did not. He can keep working.
Yeah, try it again. You didn't pee yourself. Do it again.
Well, it's also glacier water some of the times. You know, and that makes that dangerous. What did you only try once, and why will you never try it again? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
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 La O.
Hola.
Hola.
So, how
Nick,
you doing?
We're great. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing great. I'm about to go into work.
You know what? We were thinking you're going in the grocery store. Ted had $50 and you're going to the gym, and Steve had $75 that you're going to a massage parlor.
Well, I also had $25 that he's very good, but instead he's very great.
So I guess we all lost the bet on that one. Well.
So what kind of cut do I get if I was going everywhere?
What's that?
I give you 10% of my haul.
You're going to cut me in on the deal if I was going everywhere, right?
That's a fact.
So, hey, I tried Estargo one time, and need I explain why not to do it again?
Well, wait a minute. I mean, look, I tried it, and I will admit this openly. I did not want to try because I'm looking at it, and all I see is snail. Miles convinced me to try it, and it wasn't, but other than thinking about what it wasn't bad, man.
I enjoyed
it like garlic.
I've only had it once. One time with all you guys, that's it. That's the only time I know anything about it. And the time that I had it, might have been the presentation. Granted, we had...
No, the present. You can't make snails look good.
Well, no, I'm saying as far as how the broth they put it in. Or what.
Okay, all right.
Look, the place we went to, we weren't paying for this dinner.
That's why I ordered them.
It's one of the nicest restaurants in Seattle. They have them on the menu. They have those goofy things that look like that they can curl your eyelashes that your mom used to have. To grab the damn things, like, you know, like, I've never seen this utensil at a table before. I didn't know
never
what the hell
in my
it
life
is. But I don't know, maybe I liked it. I thought they were pretty good.
Yeah, you know.
So what didn't you like about it, just knowing that it's snails?
I could get around a lot of things. I'm a chef by trade, and I've eaten everything from intestine and stomach to gizzards to liver. I mean, almost every part of any animal.
How do you...
But there's a difference.
Reason,
I really,
for some reason, it made me gag, and I had that ick just.
No, I get it, man.
Just felt turning all day.
It's because you know. I really feel like there's a difference between eating something from the inside of an animal, right? Like you already understand that you don't necessarily want to try, but it might be good. Whatever, still might be gross. But when the animal itself skeeves you out, you can't get past it, man. There's a reason. Think about this. You're a chef. There's a reason why you never show what a monkfish looks like to someone who's going to order monkfish.
Right.
Okay, you would never say, this is a picture of the thing you're about to eat, because they would not
order. There's a lot of stuff like that, but I will say,
I like monkfish. I did not know what it looked like.
You do not want to know what it looks like.
Do you like crayfish?
Me? Yeah.
Okay, love, see, crawfish. I'm of the notion that if it comes in the shell, and maybe I haven't had conch correctly done or whatever.
I've had razor
clams.
Like,
those are the only things I can think of that are in a shell, whether it's on the land or in the water, that I don't enjoy.
I'll put it to you this way. Conch is one of those things that's the consistency so tough, like you really only want to eat it in a fritter.
You gotta have a pound of it.
Yeah, you gotta deep the hell.
You gotta pound
it. You gotta fry it.
Listen, man, I like crayfish. I will not eat them. And this is, by no means do I believe this is everywhere, but I have seen some things in my time. All right. Certainly working in kitchens as well. But when I was living in New Orleans, we had a massive rainstorm. And because you're below sea level, and you're actually like, you're below the Mississippi River.
Yeah, you got to walk up on that
street.
End of my
street, you went up a hill, and there's the Mississippi, all right? So it flooded a little bit. It wasn't too bad, but I lived in an apartment at a four-way intersection, and all the water kind of pooled there, all right? And like anything, over the course of time, whatever trash is there, and I'm living in the middle of the city, so whatever trash is there goes around. There's your cups and all this. I just remember seeing there was a dead cat. It was a black cat. And it was doing that slow swirl in the water. There was a used condom in it. And then the only other thing you could see were the crayfish all over the used condom and that cat, man. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, look, I know you guys eat terribly. I understand that most shellfish eat the worst stuff, but I can't.
You should have walked down there in a pair of suspenders and a bottle of wine, poured it in and go, woo-wee!
And some pepper.
Woo-wee!
Yeah, I won't do it again.
A little bottle of pepper.
And semen from a stranger. I mean, that's
have
what
a little salt.
Just a little dab of Jim.
No MSGs.
That's Fred's.
Fred's no MSG special sauce.
Right. Thank you, Fred.
So I dab it, do you?
I can't eat them anymore, man.
What's
I saw it with my own eyes. I'm like, I'm out.
What did you only try once, and why will you never try it again? 844-999-OLA. More calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Dear Abby, my wife and I have been married for years. We married young, and I'm the only man she's been with. Although we seem to have a good sex life, she's now saying she wants more.
Red flag.
She wants to experiment and is suggesting we try a, quote, swinging lifestyle.
Red
a threesome.
Flag.
Possibly a foursome. Swapping partners. I think she wants to experience a stronger, more physically attractive man. I'm not against it. I fantasize about watching her with another man, and it could be exciting to make love with another woman. However, my question to you and your readers is, does this lifestyle enhance a marriage, or does it usually lead to severe marriage issues? That from considering doing it in California. Abby, who is dead, correct? Is she alive?
She did. No, she might be dead, but I think they kept the
but she's still
the column.
From the dead, she's still giving advice. Mm-hmm. Depending upon the people involved, the swinging lifestyle can either enhance or destroy a marriage. If the couple is honest with each other from the beginning, establish ground rules, and adheres, it won't hurt. However, if one partner feels coerced, it can be destructive, which is why I do not recommend it. Our question, what did you only try once, and why will you never try it again? 844-999-OLA.
We got a couple of more comments here. Now, we had the guy who called. He's a chef, and he said, look, man, escargot is not for me. But that said, you know, I'll eat organs and intestines and all this. So in response to that, someone said, he ain't got S on me. I ate the beating heart out of a lizard and drank its blood with vodka and ginger. I have footage to prove it. I believe you. We continue. I hate seafood. I tell people I'm allergic just to alleviate the barrage of questions like,
what
do you like about it?
That's smart.
I just don't like it.
Why don't you tell people you're allergic to vegetables?
Because no one believes it. But I do it with some support. A guy says, I tried Brussels sprouts once. Can't ever do it again. Tastes like somebody farted in my mouth. Well, basically, they did. I drank half a bottle of cheap vodka. Never happening again. And this one. I enjoy this one. Says, I'm a dude. I let a guy perform karaoke on me once. To say the least, it was not for me. I'll stick with women. To that, all I can say is, man, I thought I did a better job for you, man. Mm-hmm. I did my best.
Yep.
I'm sorry I let you down.
You only know so much.
You got any liquors like that anymore?
Any what?
Like liquors, like it. Or like be like I can't drink them?
Well, I think I have a preference to not go certain places. Right. I think it's more about, yeah. There's one tequila that kind of ruined me for a while from tequila. And it was before the revolution of tequila. That tequila is still out there.
That same tequila ruins everyone on tequila.
In its basic form. You know,
people don't think they like tequila because when you're broke, that's probably the tequila you start with, right?
The one that begins with a C and ends in an O.
And it's horrible.
And they have good tequila now. You can go buy a good bottle of their Silver Blanco and other things. But
that is the one.
Their original version.
The stuff that looks like pee.
Yeah, it used to kill me. Now, I would prefer not to drink that because typically when you're drinking tequila, you're sipping it unless you put it into a margarita. And to be honest with
you, that's not how we drink.
Or a Bloody Maria. I can't think of anything that you put tequila in other than those two things, really, as far as making an actual drink.
Tequila Sunrise.
There's the third one. Okay.
What else is in a tequila sunrise?
Maybe if it was mixed in a drink, I'd be fine with it. You know, but
what's a tequila sunrise? What else is in
there? It's just tequila, orange juice, and then grenadine.
Ah, okay.
Well, still, I mean, if I don't have to taste as much of that, you know, as the other.
It's Cuervo.
Right. That's all.
I mean, that's all, man.
But tequila's making a huge, I mean, it already has made a huge comeback, but now, I mean, that's like.
Because they made good
ones. Like, if people want to watch calories, that's what they're drinking.
Tequila, I mean, look, man, I swore off tequila for 13 years, and that was one of the few things I actually adhered to. And when I got back into the tequila game, everything had improved. Where, like Miles said, man, it wasn't. My memory of tequila was just the taste and effect.
Or drinking the worm.
And possible kidnapping as a result of Cuervo. And I'm like, I'm not doing it again. And I've said that about a lot of things, but tequila, for the longest time, was the one thing where it's like, look, man, I said I'm not doing it again. I'm not doing it again. Nothing good happened.
I'll tell you what. There's a bar in my neighborhood.
I committed a felony.
There's a bar in my neighborhood that is also, it's not a bar, it's an arcade. And they also have a little bar in the front.
You're so stupid.
And they have old school arcade games in there, mm-hmm. and they have old school drinks. They have little tiny Miller High Life pony bottles.
Yeah.
They've got Mickey's Big Mouth bottles in there. And up on top, they've got all five flavors of Mad Dog.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, when you go get a beer, you can get a shot of Mad Dog.
If you want.
For a buck.
Guys, ask me the last time I did a shot of Mad Dog.
Oh, boy.
Who was I with?
Oh, probably me.
Yeah. Bar were we at?
Probably that one. Because I don't know any other bar that would carry Mad Dog.
No.
But they do. And since they have it, you know what I mean? Even though I know better, even though I know that this is a really bad idea, I cannot say no. I cannot say no to the strawberry.
It'll bring you back.
I'm not drinking a half a bottle.
Right.
I'm doing one or two little sips. You know what I mean?
Like, three.
If I do the half bottle like when I was 18 years old, yeah, it would be a bad night for sure. Pretty sure.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.